And a minute now on that giant rogue military surveillance blimp that floated for a while over Pennsylvania yesterday after breaking loose from the one-inch Kevlar tether that moored it above Maryland. Something we worried about when we talked to Doug Burgess, the Raytheon researcher behind the then-new blimp program, back in 2013. Any concerns about it getting loose or exploding and showering equipment down on people? It just seems like it's such an odd-looking thing.
There is no concerns. We've done a number of tests through the development program with these aerostats.
Let's bring in Kevin Barron, executive editor of Defense One. Kevin, no concerns?
Yeah, it reminds me of the saying in journalism, if your mother tells you she loves you, you should get a second source.
Well, are there concerns about these blimps?
Just this one, honestly. The military has been using blimps for quite a long time over in Iraq and Afghanistan very successfully to protect bases. They have radar, they detect incoming fires, and they're connected to interceptors to shoot down mortar rounds, missiles. But this is something different. To have this enormous blimp at what, 16,000, 10,000 feet over the eastern seaboard, of course the first question was, is this the best idea? Doesn't it move around? May it get loose, as you said? So there's always been a little bit of uneasiness.
Well, what is the blimp supposed to do? What has it been doing?
Well, it's just a big radar that's floating high in the sky, and because it's higher than ground radar. So it's supposed to detect really incoming cruise missiles, which are low-flying, fast-flying. Probably they'd be coming from Russian aircraft. And it can also detect drones to protect the area as wide as from Boston all the way down to Norfolk, Virginia, the headquarters of the Atlantic Fleet.
Well, when we spoke to Doug Burgess, again, program director, he said this almost $3 billion Army project was a success at the time it was. What do you think happens now that it has floated across Pennsylvania taking down power lines?
Well, I don't think this is the end of the program. I think they'll probably just reevaluate that cable and how it's tethered. You know, like you said, there's a lot invested in this. And more than the money, the Army wants this to be positioned over other cities, other military installations. This is year one of a three-year test. And this was actually supposed to be the cheaper version of the same capability that you would have on a drone. So instead of flying a drone in a circle over and over, but very expensive, you just put up a balloon.
Well, and maybe, as you say, make sure it's tied a little tighter. Kevin Barron, executive editor of Defense One, thank you.
My pleasure.